Hamilton. I'm the minister of Full Reformed Evangelical Church here in Staffordshire in the United Kingdom. I want to share with you at this time of the year, we come to the close of yet another year, 2011. Once again, the festive season is over. The celebrations have been accomplished and well, now people have to live with the aftermath. For this short tract that we have produced as a church, we want to share with you that it will be of some spiritual and maybe even moral help to you. This is a tract that we have distributed in our own locality in written form, and we want to share with you in audible form. The question we are addressing is, what is God? As a church, we hope that the festivities of late haven't been too stressful for you, but more importantly, that the aftermath hasn't been too painful either. Of a truth, we live in what we can only call stressful times. As Christians, believe me, we are not immune to that either. With the world's economy in free fall, unemployment, the shifting of moral goalposts in our nation, a festive hangover of debt, gifts that are broke already, damaged relationships is the last thing that we need. Where can we find stability? Everything, everywhere is in such a state of flux. If we just had something, someone, that doesn't shift like the shadows in the night, a rock on which to place our feet, a hope that doesn't disappoint, and perhaps a joy that's not dependent upon circumstances, bank balances, or the seasons that come and go. Where such to be found? That's the question. The Bible alone reveals the character of God. It says that he is absolutely and utterly sovereign. That means the first cause of everything and in control of all events in the universe and world he created. Most Christians, you'll find, though, pay mere lip service to this. What does the Bible mean when it says God is sovereign? That he is God. He does as he pleases, when he pleases, in the heavens and the earth which he created. Evolutionism is a denial not only of God but his sovereignty, and leaves you with the blind chance scenario and purposelessness that's so prevalent in our society and world today, and leads to so much of the despair that we witness. It means God is sovereign over providence, the good things and the bad, yes, sickness, pain, famine, earthquakes, all what men call natural disasters, they come from him and are used by him for his purposes. There's not a sparrow, not a hair from your head falls to the ground, but God wills it. God is sovereign in salvation too. He chooses some to salvation and others not. Romans 9 verse 21. He sent his son to die for some and not others. He gives faith to some and not others. He opens the hearts of some and hardens others. He works in us to do of his good pleasure. God is sovereign over sin. He willed it in the beginning, Acts 2:23, Acts 4:27 and 28. But he also rules, governs, and uses it all for his own purpose. It must be so, or God is not God. Of course, only faith can receive this. Even believers balk at this. Pride, self-sufficiency get in the way. But faith, believing the truth about God, as taught in Holy Scripture, finds that rock, that stability, that hope that doesn't disappoint in a God who is absolutely, utterly sovereign. So the right conclusion? The speech of God's holy displeasures heard all over the world we live in. Call them what you will, natural disasters, whatever. What do you call the economic disaster hanging over the world? What do you call the rioting, killing and looting in our towns and cities? What do you call the out of control social problems that leaves the social services overladen at breaking point? Oh, we know so much, so clever, the origins of the universe, life, everything. We have scientific answers to it all. Except those social problems. Except the unrest that's only just emerging. Except how to live with one another. Except how to live with ourselves. And with God. So empty. No fuel left in the tank of life. Blown about with every wind of political change. Like a cork on the waves. Tossed to and fro. No stability, no hope. When the annual festival's over, the bank statements start coming through the door, when the redundancy notice is served, no hope. This ungodly world talks much about peace in Iraq, in Afghanistan, peace where there's fighting and war. True peace is the fruit of having peace with God, Romans 5 verse 1. The Bible tells us that there is no peace for the wicked, Isaiah 57:21. Peace, peace, when there is no peace, the prophet says, Jeremiah 6 and verse 14. There is only one way to peace with God, and therefore to peace within ourselves, to Jesus Christ, God's Son from heaven. For all who believe in him, he says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. God bless you and have mercy upon your soul. In my God.